Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend joining us this half hour. Patrick Schleser is here. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. He's a core developer for Resistance. He's an ICO analysis, initial coin offering. That's what ICO stands for. I think that's what it stands for. He's the founder of an anonymity-focused desktop operating system called Hunix, and he's a cryptocurrency expert. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Right. Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And you're joining us from Thailand, but you're am I correct that your company's based in Stockholm, in Sweden?
The company is registered in the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
But we have people who are based in Europe.
I got you. So, but you're joining us from Thailand right now, and I know you move around
a lot. Yeah, I'm traveling at the moment.
You're traveling a lot at the moment. So we're glad you're here. So pronounce your last name for me so I know where I can get it right.
Yep. My last name. Don't worry too much about it.
I'm going to worry about it. I want to know how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Schleitzer.
Schleitzer. Okay. I can do that. So, So I want to talk about cryptocurrency, and one of the things that I've been trying to help my audience with, Patrick, and I want you to help us with, is helping them understand that cryptocurrency is going to become part of their world. They're going to be increasingly required to take to make cryptocurrency an option in their array of just like if they take, you know, I remember when people started having to, you know, they had to start adding PayPal to their e-commerce. Operation. And they had to add American Express and Discover and those others. Well, cryptocurrency is going to become another one of those additions. People are going to, and whether it be in the store, inside their stores or inside of their cyber stores, they're going to have to increasingly do this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's for sure. It's
what
will be happening.
So, When I try to help them understand about cryptocurrency, we've talked about this and most people I think understand how it works. But would you take a minute and explain exactly what cryptocurrency is?
Yeah, sure. Cryptocurrency is all began with Bitcoin. It's a digital currency. It's an open ledger. International payments can be made, and there are no central bodies who can interfere with it. Like if someone from, let's say, Sweden wants to make a payment to USA, you don't have to ask PayPal for permission.
Right.
And it's custodial. Everyone holds the keys to their own money, and no third party can seize it. To seize cryptocurrency, one has to hack the computer or to get physical position to where the keys to the cryptocurrency is stored.
So when you use cryptocurrency, no banks are involved, no intermediaries are involved.
The government doesn't know
that you spent the money. Yeah. Is that right?
The government can find it out depending on which kind of cryptocurrency is used. Like Bitcoin, the government can find out.
Right.
As soon as Bitcoin touches something which is related to the fiat money system.
In other words, once it's converted into some kind of fiat money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Once it's sold for U.S. dollar or something at some regulated exchange and then transferred to a bank, it's trackable.
Right. Okay.
The advantage is that cryptocurrencies have much lower fees and they are fast. And there's for most cryptocurrencies there's no chargebacks. Once the money is received, the vendor can send the goods.
What is
there won't be any chargeback or yeah.
One of the things that when cryptocurrency first came out, one of the things that was touted as being secure, but we also know that a lot of cryptocurrency has been hacked and stolen. What do you say to that?
Yeah, secure from what? Secure from access from third parties. It can be made very secure, but at the moment it's true. It's not there where it should be. Storing one's own key is more difficult than it should be. And that's also where we start to help out with our resistance deck, which will be a wallet which is easy to install, easy to use, and it's easy to hold without losing the keys.
Right.
But our resistance deck can store many cryptocurrencies and has only one backup phrase to later restore all access to it.
So when a person buys Bitcoin, they're going to pay a lot of money. They're going to pay somewhere near $5,000 for a single Bitcoin.
Right.
But nothing that you said, when you hear the news, it makes people worry. Why would I spend $5,000 on a Bitcoin if these exchanges where I'm using my coin, if the exchanges aren't secure? That's something that the cryptocurrency industry is going to have to get squared away, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, and it also depends. Yeah, that's true. Many cryptocurrency exchanges were hacked, like recently the story Quadriga from Canada, or EtherDelta was hacked, and others. But this is not like holding your own cryptocurrency. When the cryptocurrency is stored in an exchange, that's like a honeypot for hackers, and they will try to get it. So these exchanges, centralized ones, should, in my opinion, only be used as little as possible.
Right.
Send money there, convert to fiat money or other currencies, and get the money back when it's more secure.
Right. But as long as you're, if you and I are doing business with Bitcoin, there is no clearinghouse,
right.
and our coins are secure, right? As long as I possess them and they're not in an exchange,
yes.
And you possess yours, and we do
as
business
long,
together across the platform, across the Bitcoin platform, there's no exposure, right?
Right. As long as the computer which one is using or the device which is used to access the cryptocurrency doesn't get hacked.
Right.
It's also why it's recommended to use
if it gets hacked, it doesn't have our key, they can't use it though, right?
Let's say you store...
Hold on, I gotta take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, cryptocurrency is being used in Venezuela as opposed to the state money. We're gonna talk about that after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.